You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Don't dare. Don't dare. What's the word I'm looking for? Disagree with me.
Contradict you.
Contradict me. Those old people glasses that are light sensitive are not sunglasses. They're light sensitive glasses.
They turn into sunglasses.
They rarely turn into sunglasses unless they're unless they're thrown into the centre of the sun. But usually they're just kind of tingy. Ella,
why would I want tingy glasses?
I don't know.
Oh, there goes tinger.
You walked into this room like some sort of prima donna. I said, God, it's very bright in here. Do we need subtle lighting to do the podcast?
I'd like some mood lighting, yeah, if that wouldn't be too much hassle. Like.
Yes, so what?
Can we start a Patreon so we get some mood lighting?
Oh my God, perfect. Ella. If we get any money, we're not spending it on lighting, I can tell you that for a fact.
Mood lighting.
We're spending it on vapes. Come here, you're wearing a little Percy Pig onesie.
I am, yes.
What's that all about?
My Percy Pig onesie.
Who gave you that? Pressure.
Yeah, my granny got it for me.
My granny got it for me. You're still a lick with the grandparents.
Do there that was licky. You asked who got you that. I said my granny, and you went, yeah. Oh, such a lick.
No, you didn't say my granny. You said, my granny, yeah, you did a little baby voice. Money, please. You did that kind of little voice. Oh, I'm gonna go meet James for coffee. Bye. Not once have you met my father for coffee and brought me back anything. The two of you sitting there gossiping about God knows what. What she's talk about? Crack.
Guess you'll have to come one day.
No. I'm not muscling in like Marjorie did the other week. I heard reports back from that. It didn't go down well.
What do you mean? I had a lovely time.
Oh, you had a lovely time. But your grandfather was put out because she joined. Because that was his thing. Anyway, she won't return again. Hello, you're very welcome to your grand Ella. Just
there.
Ella, come on! I'm trying to keep the vibes going. I've started again. Hello, you're very welcome to your credit. Myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking.
Sorry, just a bit hype.
Amazing.
How are you? How's life? What's going down?
Good. Good.
Any bullet points from the last time we spoke in the pod that you want to address? No. Express?
No.
Nothing? And then going on in college?
No.
Any protests? Any Bradburn and anything? No. Like, any free love going around campus?
Free love?
Yeah, free love. Is that what students do? Free love and burn bras and get megaphones.
I've never seen a megaphone.
Cheese strings or something.
I've never seen a megaphone.
Have you not?
I don't think so.
But you guys are the future, you're the change.
And megaphones are part of them.
Yeah. That's what I thought you'd be up to.
No, at all.
Well, that song, turn, 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 would play, it would be kind of like a video montage. No?
No.
And you'd be jumping into a Cadillac and...
Not this week, no. not this week.
Kind of like Forrest Gump, no?
No, Forrest Gump isn't on campus usually.
Okay.
It's okay, weird, yeah.
So this...
What about you?
Me?
What
are you up to? What's going on with me?
Yeah.
Not a lot. I've been trying to stay positive. I've been trying to vibe
and thrive.
Yeah, vibe and thrive is kind of what I've been doing. I need to get my nails done. I haven't gotten them done in months. And I think that is, I won't say the source of my depression, but it's definitely a contributing factor.
We get the nails did.
I need to get the nails done.
What colour are you thinking?
I just want a nude. I just want something.
Nudie.
Nudie nails. I just want nudie nails, but I just want them like, you know.
Can you go to the nail salon? I go, yes, so what are you looking for today? I'm looking for nudie nails.
Nudie nails, please. No, I just want nudie nails because.
You're going to say nudie nails to them now.
Do you remember the nail that I kept banging off stuff and then the final straw was.
Body nail.
Body nail. Oh my God, body nail. So body nail.
You've definitely described Bally Neil on the podcast before.
I kept banging out of stuff. And then I remember I went to see your mate in Nookgrove. And she, her diagnosis was so funny. She was like, okay, we're just not going to look at that nail. Because it's kind of gross. I was like, okay, cool, denial. But then the final straw was when I smashed off the dishwasher and it was so sore. But it's taken so long to recover. It's still not recovered, but at least it's attached to my finger now. So I feel I can go and get some nudie nails, but I'm still going to keep them short.
It's not quite a goodie nail yet.
It's not quite a goodie. It's purgatory nail.
Purgatory really.
So I feel like I need to get that done and I need to get my hair trimmed because it's the split ends are...
I can cut it for you.
No. The split ends
are... Why are we going to humour that?
Sorry, can I just finish the train of thought? Split ends are... They're actually breaking my heart because even when I go to do my hair and I think it's going to look nice, the split ends are still pissing me off. So I need to be proactive about that. And yeah. Going on tour in March till end of May. And we're still fucking banging on about tickets. You know what I mean? Just really, really banging on about tickets nonstop.
And I went to Wexford over the weekend to try to sell some. Remember?
Well, there's less than 20 left in Wexford. So exactly, you did something. I know you.
I went to Dvorak and I was like, guys,
listen up, players.
Buy the tickets, like that's what I said.
What did you tell me exactly? Walk me through exactly what you did in that instance. So you went to Gory.
I went into Gory Town.
You went into Gory Town, okay. Yeah,
got my megaphone.
Where did you get your megaphone?
From the protest shop.
There's a protest shop in Gory Town?
No, it's in Dublin, obviously, Emma. There's not a protest shop in Gory.
So you went to the pro... Where is the... What street is the protest shop on?
It's in city centre, okay.
So it's in the city centre.
We don't...
See, this is...
We don't just tell.
I can't think... of a random street in Dublin city centre that I might not have been down recently. She's like, I could see her brain thinking. She's like, can I say Grafton Street for this bit? I can't.
No, because
I know Grafton Street, not Connell Street.
I'm not going to tell you exactly where the protest shop is.
If I want to get some bits?
We don't tell. You don't. It's hush hush. You know. You don't just tell people.
But you haven't even protested. You just said this at the start.
Yeah, because I got it for the. I got my megaphone there. So.
But you don't even protest because, yeah, no, I got my megaphone.
I got my megaphone there, okay? So, got my megaphone at the protest shop.
Who works in the protest shop?
It's hush hush, Emma. I can get someone in serious trouble with the government working in the protest shop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And how...
So naive sometimes, Emma.
How often is the protest shop open?
Every day.
It's open every day?
Yeah, but like I close early on Sunday. And it's closed on protest days.
Sorry, are Sundays not a big day for protests? No, it's more Saturdays, is it?
Yeah, it's relaxing on Sundays. And they're closed by holidays.
Even the atheists are like, chill day.
They're closed by holidays as well. And
right.
Christmas Day.
Okay.
So you got a megaphone at the protest shop.
Right. So you went into the city centre before going to Gory. Sorry, what was that like?
I said,
And where did you park in town?
I got the bus.
Oh, so you did this yourself? You brought the megaphone home on the bus yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So you went in the car?
Yes. No, bus.
Yeah,
said the bus.
After. Okay. I'm saying after.
Okay.
How much was the megaphone?
Megaphone was 15 euro.
Megaphone was 15 euro, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It's on sale. 50% off megaphones.
50% off megaphones? Yeah. Anything else on sale at the protest shop?
People just aren't into megaphones, which they used to be, so they're on sale at the moment. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you bought a megaphone, 50% off, it was 15 euro.
Yeah.
How did you
Full
pay?
Price 30 euro.
Yeah, I could do the... I did pass math, but I did that. And how did you pay?
Cash.
Cash?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Did you get a receipt?
No.
No.
Should I save the trees?
Okay.
It's a protest shop. They're not going to be giving out paper like that, Emma. Come on. Come on to yourself.
Okay.
Did you get a receipt?
So, then came back home. Yes. Then you went to Gory. So mm-hmm. did you go straight to Gory Town?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in Gory Town.
Yeah.
With your megaphone.
Yeah.
Talk me through what exactly you did.
I walked up and down Gory Town Street and I said, tickets, tickets, get your tickets. Emma Doyle comedian. Tickets, tickets, get your tickets. Emma Doyle comedian.
Okay.
Tickets, tickets.
Okay.
Tickets.
Okay, a couple of issues there. What day and time was this?
I was there on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning?
Yes.
People are in, when it's chill day. People are in bed and stuff.
Yeah, people are like brekkie bits. Yeah.
Brekkie bits. Did you tell them where the show in Wexford was?
No.
Right, did you have tickets on your person to sell them?
No.
Could you tell people where to go and buy them?
Okay, Emma, there's all this negativity about it, but it worked.
You're right.
Like, you're poo-pooing it, but it clearly worked.
And did anyone ask any questions?
No, Sunday. People are chill on Sunday, you know?
So this couple...
I did return the megaphone, though.
Cause okay. So this... You did or didn't?
Didn't.
You didn't, which is so you still have the megaphone?
Yeah, to do the other places okay. that you want me to sell tickets.
So I just set the scene there. It's Gory Town. What time on Sunday morning?
Probably over 9.
9 on Sunday morning. So it's kind of nobody about, really.
People that matter.
The odd couple with a young baby mm-hmm. kind of thing. People maybe stumbling home from the night before at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
I went out like later as well.
Oh, did you? You did two shifts?
Yeah. Because so we go through Gory Town to get to the house, so you know why.
Did you just stick your head out the car?
No, I got out.
Oh, good.
I said I walked up and down the street. Like
for how long?
Like 10 minutes.
Each time?
Yeah.
And what time did you go out the second time?
Around 4.
Around 4?
Yeah.
And anyone approach you or?
No. Do you know anyone listening in Gory at the moment? You probably saw. Like,
yeah, please.
You probably saw me, actually.
If you saw Ella in Gory Town... Just promoting Emma Doran comedian. She calls it tickets. Emma Doran comedian tickets. Do let me know. And let us know as well if that encouraged you to buy tickets. Or, I suppose we need to know.
Well, obviously it encouraged them to buy tickets.
What's the thing when people... Something to purchase. You know, the different... So people talk about price point, but then there's another thing that they talk about in business. What like, yeah, it's not
mega deals.
No, not mega deals. There's no deals on the tickets, Ella. No, when you convert it into sales, I can't think. We'll call you'll probably it'll probably
mega
come.
Cash.
It'll probably sorry.
Mega cash.
Yes, mega cash.
I had a junior cert business. I know it.
That's great. So, what are your plans for my Vicar Streets in May then?
Is that where you wanted to sell tickets next?
I think so, yeah. I think it's time to focus on that.
Okay. Do you want me to do that now or do you want me to wait a little while?
Well, you're in your Peppa Pig onesie. I don't think you should do
it's
it right
now. It's
not
Peppa Pig.
Oh, Percy Pig. Sorry. Actually, I'm actually really sorry.
Yeah, Peppa Pig onesie.
I haven't had a Percy Pig in a while. No, I'm not going to eat you. I'm just, don't go and promote the Vicar Street in Percy Pig onesie.
That's contradictionary. I mean, like, people just get confused if I'm like promoting Percy Big on you. Like, Percy Big on you, like, to get confused. Yeah. They won't be able to tell the
Yeah,
difference.
I'll leave it. Well, you're obviously
good at it, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you want me.
The figures speak for themselves.
I'll go around Vicar Street and I'll.
Do you know where Vicar Street is? That's probably the main stumbling block here.
Yeah, it's on Vicar Street.
Yeah. No, do you know where, not the venue, Vicar Street.
On Vicar Street.
Do you know where Vicar Street is?
Yeah. On Vicar Street.
Okay. Any big monuments around there or?
The Vicar Street comedy club.
Okay. Moving on. Thanks, Ella. Thanks for your support.
That's a good introduction.
Thanks for your effort. This week on the podcast. It's Freaky Friday, even though it's not Friday, but it's freak. Ella.
We should release this on a Friday.
We'll release it whenever Shane's going to release it. Freaky Friday, in the sense of if myself and Ella were going to swap places for a day. No, is it a day or a weekend?
Whatever you feel like.
Let's say a weekend.
Who would you most like to switch places with in the family?
In the family?
Yeah, if you could have a choice.
Who would I most like to switch places with? Probably you.
Oh, thanks.
Because you're young, so you're 20, but you're not a kid. Mm. So I'd have all the benefits of youth, but then also strength as well. So, and you're female.
Correct.
And I think that would be the most comfortable.
Mm.
I don't want to get into switching places with the male.
I was going to say with the boys, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Going into the school with my little...
I know, but it would get... I'd say it would get boring pretty quick.
But you only do it for a day.
I know.
I'd be so good at everything.
The smell of piss in boys' schools.
Mm, that's true. but if I'm in their body, I've probably got a nose blind.
Oh, do you think?
So...
You take their senses as well.
It wouldn't be too bad. Like, yeah, you'd have to wear my glasses. Like, it wouldn't make sense for you to, like... If you were me, like, you'd have to wear
the glasses. I'd have to wear the glasses. Yeah. Okay. So you're...
So would if I was you, would I have, like, a nicotine addiction? Do we get all that kind of stuff?
I think it's unfair to say it's a nicotine addiction.
Or, like...
It's just a casual thing.
Sorry, would I have a casual thing with my vape, then? If I was in your body, you think?
No, we can get rid of those... No, I don't think we're not. Let's not pass on addictions.
Okay.
For the body swap.
We're complicated. I just want to make sure I get everything right.
I mean, do you want the nicotine addiction?
No, I'm just like, I just want to know my best to like go about my day, you know?
Okay. So I'm you, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no, we don't waste any time doing the whole thing of looking in the mirror being shocked. Okay, let's just cut that bit out because that's boring.
Okay.
Like, we know it's going to happen. Let's just...
Okay, we know. Do we decide? Do we choose this? Or do we just like, oh, it's going to happen on Friday?
No, say we have to do it. And then we're like, right, okay, go on, we'll do it on Friday. Okay, we pick a day that suits the both of us, that we've nothing... Okay.
But can we tell other people? Like, does Shane... Like, do the people in the family know that we switch places?
No, we keep it to ourselves.
Okay, secrets. Cool. Got it.
So, first thing I would do is, if I was you, I'm you in your body, I would go into your bedroom... And I would get out all the cheese spins. Ella, the lies. They're somewhere. You're the only one taking... Listen to me now. You're the only one taking those cheese spins out of the house. The boys have fruits. Ella, you know it's you. You can't just sit there and nod your head at me. Where's your megaphone now, Ella? That's the first thing I would do. Second thing I would do... is I'd plan a big night out.
You wouldn't go on it, you'd just plan it.
Oh no, I'm planning it. Okay. I'm going on. So I get all your kind of nerd mates, but then I'd go around college. I just start chatting to a few people.
Okay, I think that would work.
Yeah, it would.
You don't think my disposition would put people off?
But it's not your disposition. It's not your friendly disposition. It's me. But what I would do is anyone who I spotted in the college that I thought they were cool, I'd leave them out.
Anyone you thought were cool, you'd leave them at the party?
Yeah, because I want to create the buzz without them. Because if they hear about this and they're not invited, then they're going to want to go. And I'm going to invite the cool people or the people that think they're cool last minute.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you'd want to go.
I don't want to be like putting spanners in the works, but do you realise how big UCD is?
Yeah, but I'm not going to the classes, so I have time.
This is quite like are you inviting everyone? Like,
I just I'm just inviting people who I think have a good vibe.
Okay.
I'm not going to any classes. I might go to one and then just go boring.
Out loud.
Yeah. Boring.
Okay, that kind of fucks with me.
No, but you're doing psychology.
Mm.
You can just come in the next day and just say you had a fucking psychotic breakdown. And they'll be like, okay, yeah, checks out. Because it'll be so out of character. So I'll just go, yeah, I want to stand up with you and just go, boring.
What would you do in my German classes?
Fuck all, I wouldn't be going. I wouldn't go. No, I wouldn't go.
Hello.
No. I have your body. Mm. I'm 20.
Yes, correct.
I'm having a big old party. And I'm sorry. But I'm doing a lot of drugs.
Emma.
I can't tell her. I can't at my age. But at your age, it'd be fine.
But like a lot. Like, how are we mixing drugs?
Yeah, yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah. Is that okay?
So I'm going to wake up dead.
No, no, no. It'll be all... Look, I might even hire a doctor for the day just to give me, like, safe doses of things.
I don't think they're allowed to do that.
You'll find a doctor like that'll do that.
Like a safe dose of ketamine. I don't think they're allowed to do that. I don't think that's really in the doctor
no,
code
No,
book.
They can do that.
Oh, can they?
Yeah. That's what I do. So I hire a doctor.
Okay. Because doctors are out for hire usually.
There's got to be
okay,
some.
Yeah.
The drug doctor.
Okay.
The drug doctor, yeah. I'm not talking about someone who's...
Got a license.
No. No, no. I'm not talking about someone who's lost their medical license. But there's a lot of doctors. There's people who train as GPs that are now doing Botox.
Okay.
Because there's more money in okay. it. Yeah. So there's got to be doctors that it's the same buzz, but they're just like giving people drugs.
Mm.
So hire one of those doctors. I'll just put the feelers out.
Is there anything that you do except get me all drugged up? Like, is okay. there any other plans?
Well, do you know what? Maybe it's I would only do it if your body was totally fine the next day. But it's
oh,
just
thanks.
That your body could take it because of your youth, you see. And it would be in a controlled environment, but. I'll reel it back. First thing I would do if I was in your body is I would go and hide your Snidey and your Percy Pigs onesie.
I have a blanket that's a hoodie and it's called a Snooty. You would hide my Snooty.
Your Snidey, because when she puts it on, she gets very Snidey. So I'd hide that. Do you know what I'd really love to do? I would just love to go about my day as you and just see what kind of stuff you get up to.
But you wouldn't be able to see what kind of stuff I get up to because you'd be in my body.
Would
you?
Know,
or like, could you go to college and just like see what happens to you?
I mean, I go to college, but I'm not going to any classes.
Well, see, that's what my day would be.
No, like I'm going to hang around. I'd go and hang around the canteen and stuff and just kind of feel people out and get some vibes.
For all the drugs you're going to be taking off the party.
Yeah, or just to see if there's anything going down. If anyone has anything to say for themselves. I might say some crazy stuff to people to see if it gets any sort of reactions.
Okay.
But I think, no, I wouldn't be doing the classes so much. That wouldn't be really...
Not your vibe.
No, I wouldn't be doing that with my time. But I might go in... I wouldn't be doing this bus business that you do.
I go on my bike most of the time.
You don't, do you?
I do, I go on my bike every day.
I get a
taxi
out.
Oh, wow. Okay, splashing the cash. That's one way to make an entrance into the college. Rock it up with your taxi.
Actually, that's what I would do. I would get your body to get used to spending a little bit of money on stuff.
I don't think that's how... Spending money works.
No, it's muscle memory.
It's muscle
remember
memory.
There a few okay. weeks ago when you had to get that taxi and it nearly pained you?
When there was a fire.
Don't bring this fire thing up again.
When there was
a fire that had nothing to do with you and you weren't involved in it at all.
Yeah, but there was...
You were on a bus watching it and the bus had stopped. Okay, just the fire. You make out the fire like you were in the fire.
There was a fire.
But you survived.
All I said was that there was a fire. That's all I
it
said.
Was the tone.
That's all
it was
I said.
Tone. I bring you to get your nails done because you haven't gotten them done in a while. And
You mutilate my body.
Well, get your nails done. Because you used to get your nails done all the time. You'd be getting frogs and fucking pixies and all sorts. And it was a little bit of entertainment when you come in and be like, get the nails done. And that's all gone. Why is that gone?
Just wanted the blank nails.
Yeah, but that's boring. So
oh, okay.
I was living vicariously through your nails. So
because your nails manky.
Yeah, it's still fucking manky. It's still, I don't want to talk about my manky nail.
Sorry.
What else would I do? Yeah. I would go and I would get you a whole load of clothes.
Oh, thank you.
I would try on loads of clothes.
Would you pay with my card, or would you I put it
on my work card because oh, nice. I would consider any of my expenditure during this 24-48 hour period to be work related.
Tax deductible as well.
Yeah, because
we've talked about it on the podcast. So it's work.
It's work. So I would I'd get a personal shopper. Most places, from what I can gather, you don't pay for the personal shopper. It's just that they're kind of there in a very nice and gentle way to put you under pressure to spend loads of money.
Where have you ever been that there's been a personal shopper?
There's personal shoppers in Dundrum.
Where?
Go up to the desk and say, can I book a personal shopper? That's a thing. You wouldn't know that because you don't want to spend any money anywhere. That is a thing that people do. They do that in Kildare Village as well.
Go up to the help desk in a private room where they sell the gift vouchers and go, can I get a personal shopper, please?
Yes.
Really? I don't think I believe that.
Why wouldn't you believe it?
There's a personal shopper just like come out of the floor and say, hello, like where are they hiding? Where are all these personal shoppers at?
Well, you mightn't be able to get one then. They might get held in line and they just turn up. I said to book one.
Okay.
You can book a personal shopper in most places.
Okay.
Yeah, like it was the program. Okay,
sorry, I don't know. Not...
They're usually hired by the centre. And the whole thing is that they get people to spend loads of money.
Okay. I've just never seen a personal shopper.
What do you think all of those people on Instagram and stuff that are personal shoppers, what do you think they're doing?
Being Insta girls.
Yeah, they're being Insta girls and guys, but they're also doing a bit of personal shopping on the side.
Just never seen one. I mean, like, I'd expect them to walk around with like a little shirt that says personal shopper.
What do you talk about?
Not personal shoppers.
Everyone
or drugs
is talking
or
about
taxis.
That's all we talk about. Personal shoppers, taxis and drugs.
The trifecta, really, of any good conversation is taxis, drugs and personal shoppers. That's my idea of a perfect weekend.
Finally, you're starting to see things from my perspective.
Yes, sorry.
Now, I'd get your personal shopper and I'd bring it on a big shopping spree.
Mm.
And I'd just get you a whole lot of stuff that, like, I wouldn't change your vibe. I would get a whole lot of stuff that suits you, but I'd maybe get you some bits that you wouldn't have thought of getting because they were like 50 euro or something. And I'd pull you out of Pennies and H&M. I'd pull your body out of them and I'd just bring you to other shops and just give you a different experience. Also, what else would
I do? You can do that if you like. Like, you can do that now if you like. We don't need to do a Freaky Friday. You can.
if you like,
you can bring me shopping. Oh, like, no,
I was your age, and if my mother wanted to bring me shopping, I probably would be like, yeah, but there's an awkward age where I don't think you ever had it where I didn't want to go shopping with my mother because she didn't want to buy me any of the clothes that I wanted to wear.
Well, I didn't want to go shopping with you when I was like from the ages of.
Oh, here we go. Get into it now.
Zero to 12, maybe. Just
why?
Such a plav.
Well, you just don't like shopping at all.
It's like such a plav. It'd be someone you know, and especially that Pennies.
I'm not even one of those people that bumps into people.
Yeah,
like, no.
But you see people sometimes. Also, that Pennies in Rathfarnham Shopping Centre.
Yeah,
it has this,
which is gone.
It has deals that are set now. It has this fan in it.
Yeah,
it just sucks the moisture out of your stomach, and it gives like a real weird smell and just like claustrophobic feel to the place. And you can hear it as well, it's like just like in the corner.
Oh god, I can't believe
worst shop ever. I'm glad that that's gone.
Oh god,
horrible place.
I ended up with a brash.
Horrible place.
It was a sad day for Ralph Ardham when that Penny's closed, and everyone knows it.
Claustrophobic place in the world.
No, that like, Penny's was absolute last resort, last minute. Do you know what? I might just have a look in that Penny's up in Ralph
Well,
Ardham.
Now you can go get your stuff at Pepco. That's what they call the deals closed, isn't it? Pepco.
What else would I do with you if I was in your body? See, I wouldn't want to do too much with you. Like, just I wouldn't want to freak you out.
It is called Freaky Friday.
What would you, what would you do with me? Oh, she's...
I'm doing my evil hand.
She's doing evil hand fingers.
So I get on your phone.
Oh.
I'd ignore all...
What's the code?
Your birth year, I don't know. Oh, no, your PIN. It's your PIN.
Oh, great. Thanks.
You asked me what it
okay,
was.
Okay, continue.
So I'd get into your phone, yeah. Easy as. Or I just use your fucking fingerprint.
Don't you curse on podcast. I hate cursing.
Sorry, I would use your freaking fingerprint.
Yeah.
Or your face, because I'm you.
Okay.
Duh. And then, then I'd ignore all those DMs from people. Like, I'm boring. And then I...
Okay, psychology student, doesn't want to interact with people. Like, so it's called social norms.
Just like, boring, I just don't...
Boring.
Actually, no, we'll get back to that. I might actually do something with that. So I'll get onto the WhatsApp.
Okay.
Get onto the group chats.
Yeah.
Your lovely group chats that you love so much.
Yeah.
Get onto the gal one. Yeah. Gals. Be like, hey, gals.
They would never say gals, by the way, but go on anyway. Hey, gals.
Okay, sorry. Hey, girlies.
I'd never say girlies.
Hey, either. Ladies.
Never say that either.
What are you calling them?
Hey, y'all.
Okay, hey, y'all. Cowboy Ash emoji. So I'd say, hey, y'all.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Howdy doody. I'd say I'm organising a get-together, a dinner. A dinner for all of us. Let's get it.
When I type out dinner, do I have to say it with gritted teeth like that? Do I have to say dinner? Let's say it.
No.
Hi, guys. Hi, all. I'm organizing the dinner.
Well, you'd probably be a voice message knowing you. So you'd be like, hey, guys, I'm organizing a dinner party for you all. Everyone's invited.
For you all.
It'll sound like you because it'll be out of your mouth. It's grand. Organize a dinner party for y'all. Is that better? Because you're using
your... Y'all. Hey, y'all. Morning, dinner party for y'all. If you can't get used to your own mouth, you're not going to be used to mine in 24 hours. People are going to be like, that doesn't sound like Emma.
Okay, I'll stick to the typing.
Hey, y'all. Morning, dinner party for y'all.
Can we get this text typed out, please?
And all, anyways.
So I'm organising a dinner party for everybody. And we're going to do like a... what's the thing called when you do like Secret Santa? But it's not for Christmas. It's like elephant... What's it called?
Well, I wouldn't know what that's called, so there's no point saying it.
Okay, it's something elephant. I can't remember what it's called. We do that. Like, we do, like, gift exchange. And we'll get that all sorted. Maybe a group holiday as well. And then I'd get in...
And maybe a group holiday as well. So I'm having yous all. Hey, y'all. Having yous all for dinner and all anyways.
Yes.
And we're going to do a group present and a holiday as well. He's all anyways.
I'd organise the group. I don't, it's just like your project. I'd organise.
Exactly. See, this is the problem. I don't think you have the wherewithal to pull off being me.
So I'd organise.
Hey, y'all. I'm organising dinners for you all now.
They just
anyways.
Think that you're a bit drunk. It's grand.
So they just do fucking ignore it.
So I'd organise a group holiday when we're at the dinner. And then I'd also get a
You know, like, a lot of these people have kids and stuff.
Yeah, we get it done. Okay, so then...
There's already a holiday that I'm not going on.
But I just organise a lot of stuff for you to look after. I get into the boys' WhatsApp group.
The boys' WhatsApp
group. The boys' WhatsApp group. And I'd be like, hey guys, should we organise a gift for the teacher? Like, don't worry, I'll get it all sorted. Leave it all to me.
But why am I organising a gift...
Because you're being why, proactive.
In the middle of February.
You're being proactive, like. You're being proactive.
And are you going to send a voice note there?
No.
You're going to type that out. So what? Tell me what you're going to type.
I'm going to say, hi guys, I'm just thinking about the gifts for the teachers at the end of the year. I've actually got a great idea, just leave it to me. I'll sort it out for everybody.
You know... The person who does that just gets the teacher like a voucher and flowers.
No, but we'd get like, I'd say like, I've got this really cool hamper and stuff that I can set up for them. Homemade everything. Like, it'd be great. And then
why am I looking for money if it's homemade?
No, because you need like the ingredients and supplies and stuff.
How about this just sound?
And then I'd go into your Insta and I'd look at all your DM requests.
Yeah.
And I'd take every single sponsorship. Just all, just any, and your emails as well. I just take anyone who's like, sponsor our butt cream. I'd be like, yeah, of course. So I just take all of the sponsorships and I'd sign all of the contracts and then you get loads of money. loads of money.
So you basically, you come out of my body, you go back into your own body.
Yeah.
And then the next day I find out that I'm contractually obliged to do an ad on Instagram for butt cream.
Yeah.
And that's what you'd want for me.
Yeah. I think I'm really happy with that. So you'd have your butt cream ad, you're organising.
And what message would I reply to this butt cream? Hey guys, I'm organising this dinner. We're going to organise a holiday in Gippsma. Hey guys.
Yeah, so you'd...
I'd say, I think they'd hear the reply and they'd be like, oh, it's fine.
No, but Emma, I'd text it. They'd know it was me.
Yeah, but most of them just go, why are your feet so close to me? You and them feet.
They're just on the couch.
That's what I'd do.
Oh,
I would...
cut off my toes.
No, I'd get you a foot transplant. So they wouldn't be monkey feet anymore.
They don't have monkey feet.
No, but they're constantly too close to me. They're constantly getting up. And sure, I told you about when you were little, this is what you used to do. You used to... used to get into the bed beside me, lovely, cosy, whatever, and then I would just doze off. Next thing I know, there'd be your toes would be fucking everywhere. Just like, get them fucking claws off me.
How I show my love.
Trying to climb back inside me. I would like, get them fucking toes away from me.
How I show my love.
Well, I didn't think that was good. Is there anything...
Oh, yeah, and taking drugs, going in taxis and doing a bit of shopping was better.
You equate taking drugs and going to taxis as the same thing.
Well, that's all the stuff that you wanted to do was going in taxis, taking drugs and shopping.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything that you would like me to do for you in your body? Would you like me to go and have a word with some people on your behalf?
Probably take less drugs.
Yeah, you see? No, but is there anyone, like, would you like me to kind of tell a few people what's what?
No.
The shock of their life.
No,
oh my God,
no.
Ella's after going on the rampage. Oh, that'll be so good. Do you have a diary? Yes, you do. You definitely, you have a journal or something. I get a bit of info from that. And I'd do a bit of research and I'd find out the people who I know some, but the people who have annoyed you and slighted you and wronged you. And I would make it my business to go around and confront them and tear them to shreds.
You have said multiple times on this podcast and just in general, you've gone, do you know what? I would never read my children's diary.
Yeah, but if I'm you, I'd
never do that.
And I never have. Never
but you still are that. You as well.
Yeah, but if I'm you,
but you're still I'm you. Okay.
If I'm you, if I'm in your body.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, that different rules.
Okay, sorry, I didn't realize
no,
that.
No, I'm sorry. Body if changing. A Freaky Friday happens and okay. I'm in your body, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not going to lectures.
Okay.
I'm not going to lectures, Ella. I'm not studying. I'm gonna have to fill up my day. You don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do drugs. What do you want me to do with
my time?
I don't
take taxis.
You don't
take... I don't have a personal shopper.
You don't sell... You don't send voice notes.
What am I doing with my life?
You barely send messages. You don't gossip.
But I'm going to be sending loads of messages when I'm in your body.
Yeah, well, it's a full-time job.
I've got it all settled.
Yeah, gossiping and sending messages is a full-time job. So you're just going to be sitting on my bed vaping. That's your day done. But for you, I want to switch it up. I want to find some information from in your bedroom and from your phone, actually.
Oh, okay. You're looking at me real weird
and
there.
And I'm going to confront some of these people.
Okay.
And say the things to them that you haven't said to them.
Okay, but as me?
As you.
Okay.
I'm going to walk up to these people and go, here, you. Face like a smacked arse. Let me tell you something I've been dying to tell you.
So you're going to... just be really mean to people.
Yeah, but people who deserve it. I'm not going to do it to like people who you like or your mates. I'm going to do it to people who've wronged you.
Okay. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, I might headbutt a couple of people.
A headbutt? Do I wake up with a headache?
No, you'll be fine. Your head's young, you'll be fine. Depending on witnesses and that kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm not going to get you arrested or nothing. Like, if there's cameras and witnesses, I might hold off or whatever. But if it's kind of like in a park and there's no one around, douche. Douche. Do you know what I mean?
I really appreciate that. I can't believe you didn't like my idea.
What idea?
My idea that I would do for you on Freaky Friday. I thought it was pretty good.
I'm just messing up my life.
Yeah.
Now. Is there anything nice you do for me?
Maybe I'd like go out and buy you some chicken rice so you could have the next day. Maybe some prawns.
We don't need to because it's all there.
Just get you some reserves up and ready.
No, but I don't really need that. Anything else you would do for me that would be nice? Oh my god.
What do you want me to do for you?
No, what I would do for you.
Oh, okay, good. I'm scared.
I would. And this is really good now. I'm so glad I thought of this. I go into college bright and early.
Okay. How early?
10.
Oh.
Oh, anyways. Oh no, I'm messing. I'm in there for 8.
Okay.
Right.
Bit later than usual, but it's okay.
Oh god, I'm not going to the gym. I'm just in college. Right, fuck it, I'll go in at 6. Go in at 6. Get my pump on for an hour. But then what I'm doing is I'm not going to lectures or anything like that. I'm spending the day handing out flyers.
Okay. Where are you making these flyers?
In the college.
But when?
I'll just...
How?
Get some nerd fella to do it, okay? So get the nerd fella to do out my flyers for me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to hold auditions for a girl band. So...
I like the way you think the people will audition.
The band's
going
to be called Trixie Mix.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be pretty much a total ripoff of the Spice Girls. I'm going to hold auditions for that. And
can I just say something?
I'm not finished yet. Okay. I will choreograph the first number and the whole thing. It'll be 5, 6, 7, 8. Trixie Mixing's what we do. Trixie Mixie, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh my god.
That was really so good.
And it'd be kind of like that.
Yeah.
Don't you want a little Trixie Mix? Can you tell my Trixie Mix?
So Trixie Mix is kind of the
Trixie Mix
the main word you use.
Yeah, but it's because it's our first single.
Okay.
So we just want to really drill home like Trixie Mix. Okay. And that's what the song will be about. And we won't wear like matching stuff, but it'd be like matching vibe.
Okay.
So I'm talking like kind of string tops, combat trousers, do you know what I mean? Kind of like taking inspo from All Saints back in the 90s, that kind of thing. Poker straight hair. Don't you want my Trixie Mix? And we'll have a dance routine, but it'll be a very simple dance routine because we'll be singing live and dancing at the same time. So we don't want like, you know, mad fucking flipping all. Well, no, we will have to get one person that can do the fucking flips and all that. Just for the crack.
So, I just want to...
But there'll be a girl at the back who won't be the best singer, but she can do flips and all that.
Can I hold your hands for a second? Just,
no, because your hands are always clammy.
They're not clammy. It's a very intimate moment.
Are you
moment.
Sure?
Yeah, it's a very intimate moment. We're gonna have.
Are you sure? They're not clammy. they look clammy.
Hold your daughter's hand.
Clammy! Clammy ass!
They're not clammy. Emma... You can pursue this Trixie Mix dream. Whenever it's clear that you've been thinking about this since you were a child, impersonating the Spice Girls with your friends, and you had to fight over being Ginger Spice.
You could do Trixie Mix, whatever it's called.
Whenever you want, Emma.
It's fine because
you don't need to be a my body to be a Trixie Mixie.
No, because I've accepted it's over for me.
No, you could be
40.
A Trixie Mixie.
Sorry?
You could be a Trixie Mixie.
We're not going OTT on the name.
Oh, sorry. Your whole song was eat a Trixie Mixie.
You told me it was really good. God, you're so fake.
No, but just when I try to get involved with the Trixie Mixie stuff, you shut me down.
Listen.
Trying to support your dreams here.
Let me just counter that by saying, isn't that good?
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing the shoulder thing.
Yeah, but you could pursue this whenever you want. You could be the Trixie Mixie.
No, it's not. It's not how you. No, we need a girl that flips and stuff, and she'd be flipping and flopping.
So am I just stuck in this band now? Wouldn't you?
Yes, And I'll be the manager. I'll be the manager then.
The Mobinger.
No, manager. We won't tell the rest that I'm your man. You can tell Magic Phoenix. So it would be you and another girl kind of getting the harmonies down and Trixie Mix. And there'll be one like flipping all over the gaff and she'll do all like the bright dancing moves and all. And then there'll be another one who will have not samurai swords, but do you know?
Can be cancelled immediately, Trixie Mix.
You know that weapon with like the stick and the chain in the middle? She'll have one of them.
Like nunchucks.
Yeah. She'll have them and she'll be like busting moves with that.
Okay.
And the other one would be kind of flipping. And we might have, we might have a parrot. I don't know.
Oh, okay. We might have a parrot. Pirate vibes.
I yeah, like a macaw or something.
Okay. It sounds,
the parrot will be like, that's on the cover of our first album.
Yeah, it sounds, really but you unique.
See, yes, because you see, the thing is, I'll be able to manage the band. Because when you're complaining and giving out about stuff, I can just say, Ella, I understand I've done it. You know what I mean? Because I will have technically have been in the band for 48 hours. So any of your little back talk jibes and all that, and just like, this is fucking stupid. I want to go and do a master's. I'll be like, Ella, I've done it. It's hard work. Okay, are you afraid of hard work? Can you tell Magic see me? I'm delighted with that now. That's brilliant.
I think that's a really good. I think that's a really good end of the podcast, isn't it? You're kind of happy out there, aren't you? With your drugs, taxis, personal shoppers, and Trixie Mixie.
No, we'll skip all that. We'll just
Trixie Mixie now.
Yeah,
Trixie Mixie for life.
No, it's not Misty. It's Trixie Mixie.
I was saying Trixie Mixie.
No, but you said Trixie Misty there.
What does Trixie Mixie even mean?
Well, look, we'll get the manifesto.
Maybe when I'm with your buddy, I'll make Trixie Mixie for you. Excuse me, I'll go into the neighborhood WhatsApp actually, and I'll be like, "Hey guys,
how's auditions with all the guys in the neighborhood?
Do you want to start up Trixie Mixie?"
No, this is a young person's game.
No, I think it's a neighborhood watch situation. All he is on the Trixie Mixie. Then
we could sing that outside when people are trying to steal bins.
Trixie Mixie can see you.
When there's people trying to steal the bins and burn them in the field. Can you handle my Trixie Mixie?
Yeah, she's really good. Come out in the bin. Can you handle my Trixie Mixie? Kind of like the gangsters in films where they come out like clicking and they go. Yeah. That kind of vibe. Yeah. No, that's the Trixie Mixie.
It's tempting. As tempting as it is, I think Trixie Mixie has to be you and your friends. So if you can get kind of some sort of ninja mate and gymnastics, pretty good level.
Okay.
Like just, it doesn't have to be, I'm not talking flips like no hands. It can be back handsprings. I'm not going to be totally fucking unrealistic about the whole thing.
But does the...
Like I draw the line at a fast walkover that we're willing to work, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That we're willing to work on.
I really hope this day doesn't happen.
Magic Sammy. So, that should be up on Spotify soon. Thanks very much for that. Anything else you'd like to add before we go? Sure.
No.
It's catchy though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. I think I just need to sit for a moment with Trixie.
I actually think I'm... apologies for anyone who's listening. If anyone's still listening, I think I may be slightly deranged. So, yeah. EmmaDorenComedy.com. All my tickets. I'm going to be on tour. Come
Trixie Mixie, come see them. Live on stage.
I'm going to be on tour from March to May, do the festivals, and then I'm going on a UK tour in October. You didn't think it would happen, but it is.
Trixie Mixie.
Trixie Mixie. Ella, anything you'd like to promote?
Just Trixie Mixie's tour,
next
I think.
Next episode, we've got a lot to catch up on. What are the bullet points that people can expect in next week's episode?
I didn't know we're doing. Didn't know we're doing trailers now.
I know. Yeah, just decided. New job.
Yeah.
College girls.
Yeah.
Romance.
No. Oh, Trixie fuck. Mixie and Stephen Mulhern. Let's go. Okay. Maybe I'm hype.
Thanks very much.
Maybe I'm hype.
Bye bye.
Maybe I'm hype.
Don't say that. Do say
maybe
that.
Maybe I'm hype.
No, do.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.